Indestructible Gaming. Select your character. Musket Shot. Mr. K. Let the horror begin.
Boom!
Scary!
Frightening!
May your soul be devoured. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to a scary edition of Indestructible Gaming and More.
As we
talk about Friday the 13th with my co-host, Mr. K. Mr. K, hello.
Hello. Ooh.
Ooh, scary.
We need to get in that Halloween mood.
Yes.
Even though this, probably by the time this releases, it'll be past Halloween for you guys.
Right, I know. We'll be thinking.
But for us, it's like, tomorrow.
Yeah. So today we are talking about Friday the 13th, the game. It's published by Gun Media and developed by Illphonic. So this was a game that released back in 2017 and
jeez,
was really really popular when it released in 2017 with a lot of fanfare and hatred, I think, towards the game.
Yeah, when the game came out, it was very glitchy and buggy. A lot of people didn't like that, but as it went on, it fixed itself, and I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, because I remember when it first came out.
Even though there are some major bugs here and there.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about more later.
Yeah.
That I can think of from the top of my head.
Yeah. So this is a game that's currently, right now, it's out on Xbox One. It is out on Steam and PS4. It is rated M for mature, 17 plus, of course.
Wonder why.
Of course, the intense violence, blood and gore, sexual content, language,
slashing, smashing,
destroying, cutting people's heads off, all that good stuff. All the things that you don't want your 12-year-old kid or 10-year-old kid playing. But when they go to bed, you can throw the game on and have some fun killing bots or other people online, and or being killed by other people online if you're not Jason.
Yeah.
So this is a multiplayer online game, 2 to 8 players. You can do it online co-op, 2 to 8 players as well. So it's a lot of fun. I think it's more fun with a group than it is playing by yourself.
With Friday the 13th, there is a kind of like a story mode kind of deal,
mm-hmm,
where you can go around as Jason and kill off the AI with certain tasks and unlockables along the way.
Right. But so Gun Media is, like I said, the developer of the game there, and they have a couple other games called Layers of Fear 2 and Breach and Clear. And then the developer is Illphonic. And they had some of their games, Dead Alliance and Nexius, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but they have a game coming out, though, that you might be actually interested in. It's supposed to be, I think, coming out this year, called Predator Hunting Grounds.
I've heard that. That is sadly not coming to Xbox, though.
Oh, okay.
That's a PlayStation exclusive.
Hate to say it. Well, if you have PlayStation, something to look forward to. It looks kind of interesting. So
yeah, it looks fun.
That's a little bit about the developer and the publisher. But Mr. K, when you want to give a quick sort of storyline of what we do in this game?
So imagine watching Friday the 13th and then making it a game. So your basic thing is each round or game, there will be a person playing Jason while everyone else has to be the counselors. Now, Jason has to go around and, as Jason does, murder. And the counselors have to do as what counselors would do in the situation, escape. And basically, how to escape is either A, fix a car, B, fix a boat, C, call the cops, or or D, kill Jason, which is the hardest one by far. That's pretty much the premise. Now, I've got other things too that you can grab. There's cabins you can run into. There's stuff you can hide in. Things that you can pick up that can help you and other players, like walkie-talkies you can pick up. First aids, weapons that you can hit Jason with that can stun him for a couple seconds. There's a lot to this game, which is really good for a game like small like this.
Mm-hmm.
From a game that's been backed on Kickstarter, they've gone pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, they're not adding anything else to the game, though, right? Because of legal issues and...
Yeah, some of the creators of the original Friday the 13th claimed it as theirs, and because of that, they can't add anything else to the game. They were going to add a brand new mode, and they're going to add a new map with a new Jason X, the robotic one from the 10th movie, and they're going to add a spaceship level, which would have been really cool since everything we have right now is just basically campgrounds. Sort of mixed things up a lot, but because of that, all they can do now is add updates that can fix breaking bugs or some glitches here and there. But I guess the good thing for you PlayStation users is that because of that, they moved on to Predator Hunting Grounds.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
Go you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm sitting in my chair and crying for an update that's never going to come.
Yeah, I know. It would be cool to have some, it would be cool to have like different maps and stuff.
It's annoying because they announced it. I don't know. I just wish they were able to bring it out.
Right.
And have that be the last of it.
Yeah.
Instead of just closing everything automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I guess part of it, I don't know what happened, like in the legal ways. And, you know, if it was just, you know, the developers came up with this game idea and never consulted with the producers and directors or the movie companies.
I think they did, rights. But like just one guy that there was just one guy that saw it and he was like, "Oh wait, I know how I can get this."
Yeah, yeah.
And went for it.
Yeah,
that annoys me a lot. They put all that time and effort just for something to be taken away just by one guy or a couple people.
Yeah. Well. It stinks that it happened, but it is a fun game, and we've played it a number of times together with others.
Mm. It's very fun.
It's a challenging game, though, too, in a way.
It can because, be. It really depends on how many people you're playing with.
Right. I think the more in it, the more challenging it is.
That and it also depends on how experienced you are as a player itself, because Jason can be pretty easy to play as once you get the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got your normal hit attacks that can just do a regular slash, and then you got your grab attacks, where you'll grab them and choke them. They can press A if you're playing on Xbox to, you know, get out of the grab. That takes a lot of button mashing.
You got to pound the A button pretty much to just do it really fast to get out of it.
Yeah, but if you can't make it, Jason will have the ability to kill you with certain moves that you can unlock in the game with points that you make from playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also do environmental kills if you go to certain objects in the world that could also kill them. The only other way to get out of Jason's hold is if someone else smacks him. Or if you have a pocket knife and you'll stab them automatically and be able to run away.
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But you can, I mean, as a counselor, and there's, I guess, 14 counselors altogether? You start off with five, right?
Yeah. But you can unlock different perks for them that can upgrade their different abilities. I mean, they don't have different abilities, but it goes from, I think, normal to epic? Mm-hmm. I think it was epic.
Yeah.
And it basically ranges from certain things that will be able to help you out with your counselor. Like one of them could be Jason can't detect you when he's using the, what is it called? Your Jason like vision.
Stealth.
Yeah, your Jason vision.
Okay, yeah.
Your sense, kind of.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's just called. I think it's just called a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if these are a little difficult to talk about.
Yeah, they all have different abilities and strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that. It's, you know, with any,
it's kind of random game. With what you get. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do help you out in some ways, and sometimes they just don't whatsoever.
Yeah.
Really depends on the role. It's pretty random. But don't worry, it's not like loot boxes where you have to pay actual money in order to get it. You do get a decent amount from games themselves.
Yeah.
Typically online games.
Right.
The only thing you get from playing like in a private match is just level.
Yeah.
And as you level up, you will also get other Jasons from other parts and other moves that Jason can use, as well as other counselors.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, you get the 15 counselors or 14 counselors, but then you also get Tommy Jarvis.
Tommy Jarvis, you can get him if you find a radio box inside a certain, what would you say? I want to say camper, but that's not the word.
Yeah.
Cabin. Mm-hmm. If you go in a certain cabin and find a radio, you can press the button and you'll call Tommy Jarvis. Tommy Jarvis automatically has a gun. You can find guns throughout the place. It can stun Jason at least maybe once.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason comes if you call someone and say someone dies in the match, they have a chance to come back as Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah.
Even though he comes, you line up another death.
Right. But he comes back with a gun.
Yeah.
Usually, one shot, though.
Yeah, not that useful, but...
Not 100%
people are in trouble, you can come over and save them.
Yeah.
In order to get out of this predicament, you need to find different parts throughout the world that's scattered into different areas. And the maps are decently big, ranging from some small maps to big maps. Literally, they say it in the name, like Pakinac Small and Pakinac Large.
Yeah.
And
how many maps are there? Do you remember offhand? I think it's like about a half dozen, right?
Well, are you including the smalls or?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I would say like a good dozen, maybe.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that much. Maybe like maybe four or five. Six.
That many?
I think it's about.
I think there is about a half dozen maps in it. I'm drawing a blank now, but yeah.
It was because there was Pakinac. There was there was Crystal Lake, obviously, and then there was Tommy Jarvis's house, and then there was the fourth one, which I forgot what it was called, Higgins Haven.
Okay. Yep.
And yeah, I think that's four of them, including the smaller versions. So that's eight. So you have eight maps.
Yeah. Okay.
And I bet you if they added that spaceship, that would have made it 10, which would have made it even.
Yeah, it would have been pretty cool.
Which kind of annoys me.
Yeah, they have different Jasons as well, too, starting with the part two Jason and then goes up to, I think, part nine. But then they have a couple others. They have a... You can unlock a 1989 NES Jason.
Which is really cool because you get digitalized music when you're in eBuy. And with other Jasons, because we didn't talk about that yet. With other Jasons, when you do get close to the counselors, they will hear music.
Yeah.
So they know you are close.
Yeah, they hear the typical Friday the 13th music. If I think everybody knows that music, but the counselors... Your main job is really, like Mr. K said, is to find parts and pieces to a car to get it up and running.
You know, you took gas, battery.
Gas, keys. Battery, keys, all that stuff. Or
propeller.
Or you can get a propeller, to get in a boat.
Propeller. I think it was propeller and gas, right?
Yeah. Or you could just, if it's the game is, if there's a certain time limit to the game, just stay alive for that time.
Oh, yeah. That's a fifth way to win.
That's probably probably one of the more, well, it's a 50-50 chance of that one because
it really depends on how the game goes. It's not really, it's not a definitive way you'll win. It kind of depends because there's some times where Jason will just kill everyone. And then sometimes you may escape by a boat or a car.
Yeah.
And then sometimes who knows, maybe someone will call the police and they'll show up and you can exit.
Yeah.
really depends on where people go and how long they live and what they find.
Yeah. And it's pretty funny because if you try to get into the boat and try to escape, if Jason finds you in the water, he can be in the water and just grab you out of the boat.
Yes, Jason can swim and pretty fast.
Yeah, really fast.
And you can just tip that boat over and drown you.
Yeah. Same with a car. If you're trying to escape with a car, I think it only fits two people in the car, right? You can't put four people in
it. Yeah, there's different cars. There's the yellow one and then there's the blue one. I don't remember which one carries which, but one does two and then one does four.
Oh, it does. Okay.
So you can't escape with four people.
I guess because I've never seen four people getting one. So I've only seen two people getting one. But as Jason, you get in front of it and then you will
stop the car dead in its tracks if you're in front of it. Yeah. You can also take the people out of the seats and choke them and smash their heads in the door if you really wanted to. Speaking of cars, one of the major glitches happening in this game right now that I see happening a little bit too much is the car flipping for no reason. I've had it happen a couple times. I'd be escaping.
Didn't it happen one of the nights we were playing?
Yeah. I was just escaping. And then Jason was there. And then I guess he teleported, because you can, with the different abilities Jason has, you have the sense, which you can find other counselors and find like cabins that have counselors in it. You have one that can cut your music so that no one knows you're there, which is a little, can be scary at times if you know how to use it right.
Right.
There's a teleport, which you can teleport anywhere around the map, but you got to wait for everything to recharge.
Yeah.
After anything you use, you got to wait for it to recharge, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is, what was the last? Oh, it was, I think it's called Shift.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you go and just, I don't know how to explain it. Have you seen Ash versus Evil Dead?
Yep.
You know that scene where they show like the evil entity running towards the cabin?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's kind of like a first-person view, and you go really fast.
You're going really fast across the ground to a different area and stuff.
And you can stop at any time, so it's not like you have to wait. So you can just stop and grab a counselor.
Yeah.
If you're good enough.
Which I was doing that one of the nights we were playing, and actually I was doing that shift part, and I was going so fast, I actually went past like two of you guys. I had to stop. I was like, wait.
The stupid thing about shift, though, is when you go fast, you cannot go through objects.
Right.
Yeah. So if you slam into an object, you might get stuck.
Yeah.
Not because it's a glitch, but because it's just a physical object in your way. And because you're going so fast, it's hard to move past it.
Yeah, especially trees. And of course, everything's at night. So
usually my kryptonite's fences. But
yeah.
If you find a good fence, I think you're safe.
Yeah, there's like a stone wall or something. Sometimes those are hard to see when you're doing that at night. Especially.
If the game goes on for too long, you'll hear throughout the match the mother talking to Jason. And at some point she will laugh maniacally, and you'll see on your lower right where the map would be a Jason icon pop up in bright red. And that basically means Jason is very angry and he can burst through walls and doors without ease instead of having to slash it down, which can be terrifying at times if you don't see him coming.
Yeah. He can just smash through doors and stuff, which is crazy.
You can also grab knives throughout the world where you can find them, and you can throw them at people and hurt them a little bit, which will make them slower.
Yeah. And you get your typical things with the camp counselors. You can run. It's better to walk around you're creeping around, crouch down, sort of going slow. So
that's the best way.
Jason doesn't hear you.
Yeah, that's the best way to play the game, though.
But if you start running, your council will run for a while, but then they start to get tired, or they might trip. It's like, come on, really? But
as you're running, Jason can see you running.
Yeah,
as it'll ping up on the screen. It will literal ping. It will ping on the screen.
Yeah,
in a big circle, and depending Jason on how far they are.
Yeah, and Jason can run after you, so...
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't think so, but he can.
There was another thing about the game, too, that There's so much about this game, honestly. Yeah,
there's all kinds of like weapons that you can pick up at
a pod, camp machete.
There's bear traps in some of the cabins you can put down to trap Jason. Although sometimes you put him outside or in.
You cabin. Can get sometimes stuck in your own traps.
You get stuck in your own trap.
That's the worst case scenario.
You can jump through windows, close the windows, open the windows, close them, whatever. I don't know how many times we've played the game and I've seen you jump through windows left and right.
Oh, yeah. Jumping through windows, it can be a good thing and a bad thing.
But your character will get hurt if you're doing
it. And if Jason is chasing after you, your character will get delirious and the screen will start going black out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard when you have Jason chasing after you,
mm-hmm.
which is why running through windows is a very useful thing.
You can hide in cupboards, like the tall
cupboards, lockers, closet. Beds.
You can hide under beds and stuff like that. But Jason can smash through those things and he can actually stab through the bed. So if you are hiding under the bed,
best hold your breath.
Yeah, you can hold your breath as the character, but that doesn't always work because if you're
if it drains out as Jason's next to your bed and you just hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I think you're dead at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's just fun playing Jason just to go around and smash stuff. You can smash like the power boxes on the cabins.
Yeah.
Cut all the power.
You can destroy other things too. You can destroy tents. You can hide in tents as well as a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Outhouses.
Yep.
Another thing that could happen is Jason's cabin where you do start. If you go there as a counselor, Jason will know if you go in there because mm-hmm. you'll hear something from his mother, Pamela. And you can basically grab her sweater. And if you're a girl, you can go up to Jason and pretty much have him be in a trance state where that can possibly be brought into killing him.
Okay.
But in order to do that, you need Tommy Jarvis and a lot of weapons.
Yeah, right.
It will take a while, but you can do it. But once you do it, he'll get angry because you'll knock his mask off.
Oh, okay.
And he will get angry.
Yeah, it's a lot you can do to stun him. It's really hard to kill him, though.
No, it won't kill him unless you do that specific tactic.
Yeah.
It's very specific and it can be very hard to pull off.
Yeah.
You have to be very lucky in order to pull it off. I have not done it for how long this game's been out? Not once.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's different things you can use to sort of fool him into thinking you're in certain areas. Like you could turn on radios, you can light off firecrackers. There's other stuff you can do to kind of fool him into thinking that you're in a different area.
When Jason can hear you start a boat or start a car.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start a car or a boat, he'll hear it.
Right.
He'll hear it no matter where he is. He'll hear the sound of the engine and that's how he'll know that, you're going away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which will start probably an inevitable chase.
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually pretty funny if, one person's in the car and the other one still hasn't gotten into it.
Driving controls are very weird. It's slick, but it's kind of like it's on ice.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in rain because there's a 50-50 chance that the game is going to be raining or not.
Yeah.
Although you can turn it off. So that's always a plus.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is, when you talk to counselors in the game, you can have it so there's a radius, like you're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what me and Musket Shot play.
Yeah, we do.
We play with others.
Yeah, it's a chat. What's it called?
I just call it game chat. Make it easy.
Game chat. That's right.
We'll just call it game chat. That's what it's called on Xbox. I think they just call it game chat in game two.
Yeah. But that is pretty cool because you could be.
It makes the walkie talkies have a purpose.
Right.
Because if you're talking at a party, you'll be able to hear each other perfectly fine. But if you're in the game and you start walking away from each other, you'll slowly start to fade away from hearing the other person.
Yeah.
So yeah, the walkie-talkies are very helpful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because when you're running around as a counselor and you're running around by yourself, you know, you could hear someone call your name. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, good, there's somebody around. But sometimes you kind of like, all right, is that somebody that I should be going to, or is that somebody playing Jason that's like saw me? I'm just, oh no. But yeah, it's really funny. You can, you know, you can look behind you as a counselor and look back and see where he is. And usually if he's hot on your tail, you're in trouble. You got to really just hope for the best to get away. And sometimes you got to hope for somebody else as another counselor is nearby. That's a little bit more easier to get. You can make a run for it.
I think, have we gone over everything on Friday the 13th?
Yeah, just a lot of different things. I was reading on one site, they said that that four of the counselors in the game were based on Kickstarter backers who donated $10,000 to make an appearance as a counselor in the game.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's, I guess, Eric, Adam, Brandon, and Kenny. So those counselors are all Kickstarter backers.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's pretty neat. Yeah, and at the beginning of each round or each time you play, they have is like a cutscene where it shows the counselors outside like at
dancing and having a good time.
Whatever, and then Jason comes and kills one of them, and then
either by snapping his neck, throwing him in the fire.
Yeah.
You know, the usual Jason procedure. Yeah.
And then there's one guy that always seems to look at Jason in this weird face of fear. As much as I love
this game, the animation can be very off.
Oh, yeah, it's this one.
And the faces of the counselors can be hilarious.
Yeah, this one, his face is so weird, and every time I see him, I go, "It's
a true face of horror."
Yeah, it's Michael J. Fox because he has like this like vest on, this red vest on, and he looks like Michael J. Fox, and I was like. Looks like I'm from Back to the Future. And I was like, what in the hell? What is that? But it's so funny, the face he makes, because you almost expect his eyes to pop out of his head and then pop back in. But it's pretty funny. Yeah, I think we've covered pretty much everything in this game.
It's a good game all around, though.
Yeah.
Definitely pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think the fan base is going to be dying anytime soon because the game is still popular. As popular as it was when it first released, but there's still people playing in here and there.
Right. Yeah. And there's a Friday the 13th game.com website and stuff like that you can go on to where there's some information and stuff. Mm. I don't know how much of it's being kept up. They have a community thing where it says a player highlight. There's a person, Carrion David, has played as Jason Part 8. And he's had 5,114 kills.
Oh, my God.
9,866 doors broken. And and the matches played is 9,528. That's insane.
Yeah, I think that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of time. I mean,
what's the largest time limit on a round? Is it 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
I want to say like
20 or could minutes. It be? Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on what happened to the match, I guess.
Yeah. Cause a lot of times when we play, it's like what, 20 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes. So I think it's 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're really good, you can pretty much kill everybody pretty quickly. It's just, just depends on how quickly you find everybody. And if everybody clusters together, it's sometimes makes it easier.
Either that or it can be harder. Depends on if they find parts really quickly.
Right.
Because sometimes if you do go in groups of like, I don't know, two or something like that, you can bring stuff to the car pretty fast and get out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, crazy.
So it really depends on where the random stuff is generated and where it is.
Yeah.
It's different each time. So you don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to find in the cabins or somewhere else.
And if you are curious, the dead bodies do not despawn. They will be there for the whole round.
Yep.
And if you do come across them, your character will scream in horror, which will instantly tell Jason almost where you are. And yeah, that's pretty much it. You can grab what they had and use what they had.
Yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to mention too, is that when you die and you're playing with others online, you can either just sit and view your dead body, or you can watch others play. You can bounce around from character to character.
Except for Jason. You cannot view Jason. Unless you're playing in a private lobby, then you can.
Right. Which is what we do.
Yeah, but it's not like we cheat or anything. We don't.
Right.
Besides, only dead people can talk to each other in game chat. So.
Yeah, you can't help the others that are out there alive. You can just sit there and watch. But it is funny to watch and say, oh boy, here they don't even know this person is right behind them. Oh man. So, but it's pretty funny. Then you always find out who the next one. You can be like, oh, you're dead? Oh. And when you die, you're like, oh, this person's dead already? Because sometimes you don't even see the bodies, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you just be like, oh, where is this person? And you find out after you die, oh, everyone else is dead.
Yeah.
I'm the only one, and now I'm dead.
But yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. I think we pretty much...
Yeah, so. There's a lot to this game, and I think it's worth the money. Definitely worth the money. I don't remember if it has a full retail price of $60, but definitely get it if you can. Definitely worth it, especially during Halloween. I bet a lot of people are probably playing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because it's a very fun game to play with multiple people. Yeah, I think that's it. I think for my final verdict, I think Friday the 13th is still a very fun game. I don't play it that often, honestly. I only play when other people are wanting to. Once in a while, I do hop on and do AI or some online match. But honestly, I feel like with me, online matches with randoms isn't that fun as playing with friends.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion. Your guys' opinion might be different. But that's my opinion. I think the game is still very good. It has a good visual and audio representation of Friday the 13th as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did very well. I still wish they were able to put in that extra content that they're planning on doing, but there's nothing much I can do about that.
Right.
Yeah, overall, I'd have to, you know, I think this is the first one I'd have to give a 10 out of 10.
Ooh, look at you. All right. Yeah, I think this is, it's a fun game if you watch the movies from the very beginning all the way to if you watched all of them or even just watched a few of them, you'll kind of be very familiar with the play of the game and what the character is about. So it's definitely not difficult to figure out the plot line. Just walk around killing people.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's funny how the game starts when you load it up. It kind of starts up with like an almost an 80s vibe, like an old 80s like videotape putting it in this. It's just your VCR, kind of a little staticky and a little warpy music.
There is an extra thing called the virtual cabin that you can find on the menu that will basically go into first person mode and you go around the cabin and it's kind of like a puzzle thing.
Mm-hmm.
You go around doing puzzles, but there are also secrets around that you can find, which can bring you to like a room full of Jason statues that are from the game. They can look at the visual looks of each and every one of the Jasons themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to, you know, worry about being killed.
Right.
There also was a secret that had you wake up on a spaceship being visited by Jason X, which still hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But I still appreciate that. At least he's in the game. That's all I can say. At least he's in there technically.
Yeah.
He shows up for a brief second.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it's Virtual Cabin, that came out before the game even came out. He looks a little unpolished, but I don't blame them because that was way before they even announced it.
Mm-hmm.
So, or maybe if they did, they put in afterwards.
Right.
But either way, it would have been really cool. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe someday in the future they'll let them continue and maybe we'll get more.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing we can do is hope.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a fun game. It's I like Mr. K said, I think it is best played with friends online. You just have a good time.
Although if you do like objectives and special stuff that you can get from playing versus AI, do the story mode. It's not bad. It's actually really fun because you do get story cutscenes and you do get special kills that are based on kills from the actual movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool because it's different from the actual game.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole different game itself, which I do appreciate.
Yeah. And I've never done the story mode. I've only played it online with everybody else. So
definitely try it out.
I'll have to try that.
The harpoon kill is one of my favorites.
But fun game. So for me, from a scale from 1 to 10, I'll give it an 8.5. I think the only problem I have with it is when I'm playing Jason, sometimes it's tough to grab and do those kills.
The counter goes around you multiple times.
Yeah, it's just hard to grab them. But if you can, if you got an axe or machete, sometimes just swinging it around and you're hitting them works just as well.
Each Jason has their plus, and each Jason has their positives and negatives. So
yeah,
doesn't really matter, honestly, in my opinion. You can also have your counselor and Jason on random.
Right.
So if you don't have a specific Jason or counselor you want to be, you can just go random.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Right. That's not a bad thing. And then it makes it a little bit more interesting and fun for you as well.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I'll give it an 8.5. So, all right.
Good.
What do we have next week?
Next week, we're playing a game called Fogs, Phogs. And this was showed off, I think, PAX East, right?
Yeah.
Yep, it was showed off at PAX East. And you play as a dog with an end with another dog.
Yeah.
You play as these two dogs that are connected to each other. And that's pretty much all I know.
Yeah.
I didn't look into this game much. I kind of wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Because that way, if I didn't like it, at least I experienced it and mm-hmm. had a reason why I don't like it.
Right, right. Yeah, it should be interesting. I know my wife really liked the character, so she's interested in seeing this gameplay. So see maybe if I can get her to play on it a little bit as well, too. It should be an interesting game.
So we'll see you next week from you guys being sick to your dog allergies.
Yeah. So hopefully you've had by the time you listen to this, you've had a good Halloween. Hopefully a safe one.
Hopefully you had a good time and got spooked.
Yep.
Whatever.
So we will talk to you next week.
Yep. All right, folks.
Thanks, everyone. Stay
indestructible. Peace.
Game over.
Hey guys, how's it going? I hope you enjoyed the episode. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and if you go on our website with the same name, you can also find us on all the other kinds of stuff you can listen to us to. Anyways, hope you have a wonderful day, folks. Stay destructible, and peace.